If you have your Bible tonight and you want to turn with us to Ephesians chapter number 2, Ephesians chapter number 2, the Bible says in verse number 8, Ephesians chapter number 2 and verse number 8, the Bible says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." I want to preach tonight for just a few minutes, if God will be my help, on looking at this. And he says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God." I want to preach on the "it" in salvation. The "it" in salvation. He says, "For by grace." That's God's grace. That's that unmerited favor of God. Now, I want to say tonight, that's not something that we can earn or we can go out and work for, but it's a gift from God. It's the grace of God, the unmerited favor, the favor that you don't have to work for. He said, it's by that. "For by grace are you saved through faith." Faith has to come in, praise God, just believing. You say, "Preacher, what is faith?" That's just believing and trusting the Lord. Amen. Just believing what He says in the precious holy rite. Praise God, taking the Scriptures and believing them unto the saving of the soul. And said, it's not of yourselves. Amen. It's not of anything we do. It's not of anything we can accomplish. It's not of anything that's an inward part of who we are in this natural life which we live. Our natural life, our flesh is deceitful. Our heart is deceitful. Bible says, and desperately wicked. Who can know it? But there's a God of heaven who knows it. Praise God, knows where we're at and what we need. But he said, it is the gift of God. What is the gift of God? That salvation, amen, that we have in Christ Jesus. It is the gift of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. It is that gift from heaven. In Romans 6:23, the Bible said, the wages of sin is death. He said, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So we see tonight that God says that for by grace are you saved. Now that "ye" is you. That's you and me. That's us. Amen. It's by grace of God, in a mere favor of God, that me and you are able to be saved. It's because of a gift, praise the Lord. Amen. It is the gift of God. It's God gives it to us. Amen. We can't go out and hunt it. We can't chase it down. Hey, if we could, Brother Chris, we'd all have a salvation beagle dogs, and we'd figure out what the scent was, and we'd put them on it, praise God, and they would hound it, and we would hound them until we found it. But praise God, I'm glad you don't have to do that. I'm glad you take the Word of God. It plants in your heart, and you realize that it's truth, and you realize there's a God of heaven, the Creator of the universe, that He loves you, and He cares for you, and He's looking down upon us, and He sees us as we are, but yet He loves us anyway. Holy, praise His holy name. What a God we have. Ain't you glad, God of heaven? He knows how you are, but He loves you anyway. Amen. You say, what is that? That's grace. Amen. That's grace that God bestows upon us. Praise His holy name. It's the end of salvation. The wage of sin is death. Amen. Sin brings death. We mentioned that this morning. Sin brings death. He said, but the gift of God. Amen. That means that's a gift that comes from God. Amen. Praise God. Is eternal life. Praise God. Ain't you glad that's a gift that God gives us? The end of salvation is the gift that God gives us so that we don't have to die and die and die forever, praise God, but that we can live and live and live forever with Christ Jesus our Savior. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm not going to die. People say, well, preacher, everybody's going to die sometime or another. Praise God. Hey, listen, I'm not going to die, praise God, as far as my soul and my spirit's concerned. I'm going to live forever with my Lord. I'm going to supersede, praise God, this old flesh. This old flesh is decaying. It's withering. It's falling apart. But praise God, one day in a little while, I'm going to raise up past this flesh. I'm going to raise up out of this world. I'm going to go to a place that's prepared for those that's prepared for that place. And I'm going to shout her out, praise God, in the presence of the Lord for about 1,000 years. Amen. And then I'm just going to be getting warmed up, Brother Jeff. I'm going to reboot, rebreath, and praise God, go again. Amen. Praise God, I'll have the life, I'll have the breath, I'll have the legs and the stamina to praise God throughout eternity. Amen. I don't know about you. I like to praise the Lord. Amen. I like to lift up His name, just throw my hands up. The Bible says all men everywhere ought to lift up holy hands of the Lord. Amen. You know why God says that? He wants you to lift them up so you can see whether they're clean or not. Amen. Clean hands or a pure heart will get you places with God. Praise God, the wage of sin's death. I'm not going to face death. I'm not having to deal with death. Praise God. I don't worry about death. I'm a looking for life. Praise God, and that an eternal life through Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, but the gift of God is eternal life. How do you get it? How do you get eternal life? How do we have eternal life? Amen. You go down to Ingles and buy it out in back in the meat department. Can you get it down at the drug store, corner drug store? No, you can't get it. Praise God. How do you get eternal life? Amen. He said you get it through Jesus Christ, our Lord. You know, so what he's telling us today, praise God, he said it, the it of salvation, the it is Lord Jesus Christ, and eternal life that he gives us, praise God, is through Jesus Christ, our Lord. When he becomes your Lord, I'm afraid today in America, we've got things so messed up, we come and we say, well, you know, I've popped my blow gum, and I've come down to the altar, and I've said a few words, and boy, I'm saved now, and I'm ready to go to heaven, but you've never made the Lord Jesus Christ your Lord and your Savior, praise God, you'll not get in. Amen. Say, preacher, you're bringing me down tonight. Amen. Praise God, I won't bring you down, I won't bring you in. I want to get you up a little closer to heaven so you can peek in. But Junior, see what it looks like over on the other side. Amen. Praise God. We may have the molly grubs down here. Boy, you get to looking in over on the other side. You get to see those old saints of God as they're worshiping, praising before the throne of grace. And you get to peek in. Just imagine what's going on over there. Amen. I'll never forget as a youngin, my old granddad, Grandpa Massey, get to preach and he'd get happy in the Lord. He'd take his old white handkerchief, boy, he'd just do circles with it. Amen. He'd shout, he'd preach, and he'd praise the Lord. He'd get so wore out, he couldn't say nothing else, but he'd give a big old whoop, and he'd make another ring or two. Amen. And that was this side of eternity. I often wonder what's going on up there on that side of eternity. Amen. Hey, he don't get tired and wore out up there. Praise God, he's got the stamina, he's got the unction, and he's got the Lord Jesus standing in his presence. Can you imagine how those young'uns, praise God, I'm saying they young'uns up there, they know nothing old and decayed in heaven. Praise God, it's all like brand new. Praise God, mature in the Lord. Praise God, throughout the ages. And they're shouting and praising and giving God glory because of the end of salvation. Amen. Amen. Because God Almighty's done moved upon her heart. Amen. The God of eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. He changes us and molds us and makes us different. Amen. 2 Corinthians 5:17, he said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Amen. Said, we've been recreated. Hey, if you've been born again, listen to me. If you've been born again, praise God, you've been recreated. Amen. You've been made from the inside out a new individual. Hey, listen, don't fight that. Go with it. Amen. 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 This old flesh will rise up and it'll fight against the Spirit. But praise God, listen, if we're going to cave in, Brother Junior, let's cave into the Spirit of God. Let's just allow God's Spirit. Let's speak to our Spirit and take our Spirit in the way of His Spirit in a direction, praise God, that'll get us closer to Him where we can look Him eye to eye. We can see His face, praise God. We can see the kingdom of glory. We can see heaven high and lifted up. Amen. Amen. Praise His holy name. Said, preacher, why do you get so excited? I can't help it. Amen. I just can't help it because God's been so good to me. Great, exceeding precious promises. Amen. Peter says that God has given me. But he says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. He says, old things are passed away. Amen. Old things are passed away. He said, behold, pay attention, look, see what I'm showing you. He said, all things are become new. He said, all those old things in your life, he said, God is remodeling them. Amen. God is remodeling your old life and making you a new life in Him. He's refurbishing us, praise God, and giving us new touch and new aspect. Praise His holy name. Amen. Why? Because we don't have, hey, listen, because God wants us to know that He's in there with us. He wants us to feel His presence. Amen. He wants us to know His touch. You say, preacher, we don't run on feelings. Yeah, but praise God, I'm glad we got feelings. Amen. I'm glad I can feel Him tonight. Amen. Hey, David, when we were singing in the choir, when these young'uns was up here singing, glory, hallelujah, I could feel the presence of God. Yes. Amen. I don't take that lightly. I like it when God shows up. I like it when God stirs in our heart. I'm like when my senses are stirred up. Amen. I start realizing there's somebody in the house. And it's not you or you or you or you. It's Him. Amen. Praise God. But you know what's wrong with it? If we ain't careful, we forget, we miss the end of salvation. He moves in through it, among us. He moves in through the place, praise God, and we don't recognize His presence. Like I said before, if we ain't careful, we get the chewing our blow gum and doing our own thing, and we miss the presence of God. I'd rather have the presence of God than anything I know. Amen. I'd rather feel His presence. Amen. I'd rather realize the excitement of being one of His little young'uns. Knowing that the Lord loves me and He saved me. The end of salvation come to where I was on that Wednesday night. Fingered around my heart, praise God, through the Holy Spirit. I remember that night. I remember on Tuesday night I went home and I grieved the Holy Ghost. I know I did. I grieved the Holy Ghost. God was a stir on my heart. The Spirit was dealing with me to get saved, and I didn't. I went home at night. The next day I got there to school, and Gomer, as he said, hey, you going back to meeting with us tonight? And I kind of hee-hawed around a little. I'd already about decided I wasn't going. Amen? You ever do that? The Holy Ghost, God, get the stirring on your heart, praise God, and the old flesh rises up and you say, well, I'm just not going to go. The Lord's wanting to do business with you. And then maybe he can drag you out of a pew, drag you an old-fashioned altar. Amen. Trying to do business. But praise God, I realized, I knew on that Wednesday night, praise God, something was different. There was an excitement in my soul. Before the message was ever over, I knew I had to be saved. Praise God. That excitement, the emotion that I felt, praise God, by the Holy Spirit stirring in my soul. Man, it was taking me in places I'd never been before. He was showing me things I was never able to see before. But all of a sudden, it was like somebody turned the light on. Amen. Somebody was speaking to my heart like I had never spoke to my heart before. And it was the Spirit of God that was moving upon me. Amen. I'm talking not about the end of salvation. I'm talking about biblical salvation. What it is, praise God, what it means to us. John 3:6 says that which is born of the flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Amen. He said that old fleshly flesh is flesh. Amen. Say that three times real fast. But praise God, that's born of the Spirit. It's the Spirit. It's God Almighty. It's that moves inside you, praise God. And He begins to take you, touch you, and help you, and mold you, and make you. And you can't do the things you used to do. Amen. He redirects you. Gives you a different focus. Gives you a different purpose. Gives you a different attitude. Amen. If we ain't careful, we get caught up and we stay with that old man that we were. Amen. Praise God. But sometimes we kind of realize, praise God, it's not just about what we feel, but about the excitement, praise God, that we have in the Spirit of God. The end of salvation. Amen. You say, preacher, what does that do for us? It begins to give us things. Now, I know a lot of we've been here for a while. Just hang with me just a minute. I'm going to finish. Amen. The Lord begins to take it. The end of salvation begins to give us things from glory. Have you ever thought about that? And when you get saved, what you get? You know what the devil does? Let me tell you what the devil does, Justin. When you get saved, you try to live for the Lord. The devil, old devil, the stinking adversary, the old slew foot and the devil from hell, he begins to make you think about all those things that you'll have to give up. All those things that your flesh says, well, I enjoy doing that. And if you get saved, if you try to live right, if you do what the Bible says, you'll have to give that up. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. I'm glad God brings it to our attention. Amen. It brings conviction to our heart, which brings us to a moral high, praise God, where we can live for God. But the devil, praise God, he never tells you what God's going to give you. He just said, now watch a minute. Stay with me. He just tells you what the fleshly things that you might be giving up. But he don't tell you about the eternal spiritual things that you're going to be filled with. Amen. He don't tell you about the excitement, praise God, that you're going to get, that you're going to know, that you can believe on and trust in and rely on, praise God, and adhere to, that's going to move in your heart and stir in your soul all the days of your life, and one day in a little while pluck you up, praise God, and put you in the portals of glory. Amen. How come the devil don't ever brag about that? It would be a lose-lose if he ever done that. If he ever just admitted what God has for you and I, praise God. The rest, what do you say? I'm talking about a rest that God gives you, praise God, from sin and the things of this world. A rest, praise God, a peace, an understanding, a joy. But God says he'll give us rest. Matthew tells us that. Jesus tells that in Matthew. In Matthew chapter number 11, verse number 28, Jesus says this. He said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. Anybody know anybody like that? Amen. Weary and heavy laden. And who? Who's saying it? How many's got a red letter Bible? Amen. In that he said, come in me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Who's saying that? Jesus. Amen. He said, listen, church, today, he says, if you're heavy laden, if you're burdened down, he said, praise God. He said, come unto me, and all you that's weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Amen. Where do you find rest at? We find rest in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise his holy name. He says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart. That word meek literally means gentle. Amen. The Lord said, I'm meek, I'm gentle, so I'm lowly in heart. He said, I'm there with you. I know where you are. I know the weight, the load that you're bearing. I know what you're carrying. He said, you shall find rest for your souls. He says, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Amen? Basically, what Jesus is telling us here is that he'll trade loads with us. He says, if we'll let him, he'll take our heavy burdens off of us. What's he saying to you and I? He said, I will give you rest from your burdens. I'll give you rest from the load that you're carrying. What's he saying? He said, I'll give you some quiet time. He said, I'll give you some tranquility in a chaotic world. Has there ever been a time that we need tranquility like we do right now? Maybe just a little bit of quiet right now. A little bit of peace of mind. A little bit of peace of spirit right now. The Lord's saying, praise God. He said, come with me, all you weary, heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. The Lord said, would you come rest? Hey, ain't you tired? You wore out? He said, let me give you some rest. Amen. Not only does he say, let me give you some rest, he said, but let me give you some peace. Praise God. Hey, wow, get rest and we get peace too? Praise the Lord. I mean, things is looking up. You know what I believe? I believe the old devil's told us a lie. Amen. What I'm seeing here in the Lord's Word, praise God, is He has something better for us than the devil. He has something better for us than the world. He has something better for us than the flesh. He has rest and He has peace. Amen? Praise God. A peace, praise God, that passes understanding. John says in John chapter 14, verse 27, He says this. He says, "Peace I leave with you, My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Amen? He said, listen, said I, hey, praise God. He said, not only have I got some rest for you, He said, but I've got some peace for you too. Amen. A peace that passes understanding. A peace that, praise God, will come upon you and you won't even understand it. Praise God. Because of the end of salvation, praise God, He begins to give it. We begin to feel something inside our heart, praise God, that's different, that's strange, that we've never felt before. Amen. If we ain't careful, we forget how it felt to be saved. Amen. We remember today, the day that we got saved, but we remember how excited we was on that day. But that day should never wax old in our memory. Amen? We ought to tell it, every chance we get. You say, why? Because that's a testimony. Amen? We ought to share that testimony. It keeps it fresh in your mind. Amen? When you rehearse it before the Lord. Praise God. So He gives us that rest. He gives us that peace, praise God, that passes understanding. Now that peace is kind of like an agreement that ends hostilities. Amen? Hostility. You say, preacher, what kind of hostility is that? A hostile flesh against the righteous God. Amen? Have you ever thought about how all the things we do that's displeasing to God? We're like enemies. Bible says that we were at enmity with God. We were enemies of God. But praise God, the Lord said that we'll cast our burdens on Him because He said He'll give us rest. He said we'll quit being an enemy. He said we'll be at peace with God. Amen. The war will be over. Well, God's looking forward to that. Hello? Amen. This old flesh is contending with our spirit continuously. But one day, in a little while, God said, He said, I'm going to do away, praise God, with the flesh. I'm going to take the flesh out of the way, and the Spirit's going to have preeminence in your life. I'm looking for that day to happen. And you say, preacher, you talking about us? No, I'm talking about me. Amen. I want the Holy Ghost of God to have preeminence. I want Him to guide me and steer me and direct me and show me, praise God, and help me to get enough strength from the throne of grace through faith, believe, and just step up to the plate and allow the Lord to lead my life. Amen. He said, preacher, you're the pastor of this church. You mean you don't do that? I do it the best of my ability. Amen. With the help of the Lord. But I'm just like you. I need help every day. To try to do just a little. That's my prayer every day. Lord, help me just be a little more like You today than I was yesterday. Amen. Give me that rest. Give me that peace, praise God. Give me that tranquility and quietness that I need in the Lord. You know what? God does that. He takes away the fears. Takes away those agitating pressures. Hello? You know anything about those agitating pressures that we have? That's constantly moving on, those persuasions, those passions that we have. It's constantly rising up, the moral conflict that we face day by day. But Jesus, hey, let me rest you from that. How do you do it? How do you get that rest? You go to the Lord. Amen? You let Him touch you. You get that peace, praise God, because of it. It's a peace that He gives you. A quietness, praise God, a meekness. We get that rest, we get that peace, praise God. You know what that brings? You know what happens when we get the rest of God and the peace of God? We get the joy of God. Amen? The joy of God. The end of salvation brings us joy in the Lord Jesus Christ. The kind of joy, praise God, that Peter would tell us about. Amen? In 1 Peter chapter number 1, in verse number 8, he said, "Whom having not seen..." Let me just go back to verse 7. Let me just go back to verse 6. He says, wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, yet if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations. Scott taught on this morning, that the trial of your faith be much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. How about those things that we go through that would cause us to need that rest and peace that brings joy? He said, whom having not seen you love, Christ Jesus, in whom though now you see him not, yet believing, now watch this, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Amen. He said the end of salvation, praise God, is in the Lord Jesus Christ, because the blessed appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ is so precious that it's more precious than gold that's tried in the fire. He said, praise God, and said it brings joy that we done. We may not see him face to face, but the glory and the joy that we feel in our heart is unspeakable. Peter says we can't even put it in words, the joy that we have in knowing the Lord Jesus Christ and the free pardon of sin. The joy, with joy unspeakable, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of God's glory. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Full of his presence, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. In other words, what he's saying, he said, we're realizing and recognizing salvation and how real it is. It's the end of salvation, praise God, that makes that difference. Amen? It's him moving in our hearts, praise God. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. The end of salvation is the gift of God. And when we get salvation in the Lord, we get his rest, amen? We get his peace, and he fills us with his joy. You say, preacher, I just ain't seeing it. So I'll just be honest with you, Pastor, tonight. I'm just not seeing it. I don't have the rest. I don't have the peace. I just don't feel the joy. Amen? Well, maybe it's time that we come to the Lord and realize, praise God, he said, for by grace are you saved through faith. How's your faith tonight? Have you put your faith, trust, you believe on Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Amen? Are we allowing him to be the Lord of our life? Amen? To be that Lord. In Romans 6, he said, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Is he our Lord and Savior tonight? We have to ask ourselves. You see, you're trying to get us to doubt our salvation. No, I'm trying to get us to know, praise God, that our help is in the Lord. We get salvation through him. And we get salvation through him. Listen to me, and I'm done. Then we get the rest, and we get the peace, and we get filled with joy. Amen. Praise God. Joy unspeakable. Can't even explain it. Amen. We're excited about going home. Amen. Praise the Lord. I remember as a kid, we'd go off somewhere and stay gone for a while, and how excited I was to get to go home. Now, I was opposite everybody else. We lived in West Virginia when I was a kid. Dad run a big sawmill, and we lived in West Virginia for almost 9 years. That was our home. But come last of May, school would dismiss for the summertime. And you know what a blessing was for me? But when school was out for the summertime, a weekend or so later, they'd load us up in the car and we'd come to North Carolina. Amen? And when I come to North Carolina, I'd pack me some clothes. Amen? Because when I come down here, I was planning on staying with my papaw, and I was planning on staying with him, praise God, all summer long. Amen. You know what was exciting to me, praise God, when we had packed up in that car? My dad had an old black, long super cab pickup truck, and had a camper cover on. It looked like a Hertz or, praise God, one of them mortician mobiles. And he'd take us youngins, amen. We'd pack all the luggage in there, and he'd pack the youngins in the back with a foam mattress. He'd throw us in there, and praise God, you'd think that was, you'd say, preacher, that's not right. They shouldn't have done it. Praise God, I was rejoicing. I was in the back of that thing. I was excited because you know where I was headed? In my mind, in my heart, praise God, I was headed home. Amen. I was headed home. Praise God, as a child of God, we ought to be excited, praise God, with salvation, because when we, as a child of the Lord, praise the Lord, we know that we're headed home. Amen. We ought to be excited, praise God, because it's not going to be long till we get there. We're pilgrims passing through here. But boy, I'll never forget, we'd pull up down there, at Grandma and Grandpa's house. And boy, we'd get out there and we'd pile out that thing. Back then, we had to go all the way up through Winchester and around. You couldn't go up 77 like you do now for a long time. 12-hour drive, riding in the back of a pickup truck. Amen. But praise God, I was glad when we got there because I was home. I was where my heart wanted to be. Amen. Praise God. Listen, I said all that to say this. One day, in just a little while, I'm going to be home. We're going to be where our heart is wanting to be. Can you imagine how exciting that's going to be? And there's nobody going to take us away from that place. We're going to be there, praise God, because of the end of salvation, the Lord Jesus Christ, because the gift that was given. We're going to celebrate in just a few days, next Saturday. Amen. 6 days from today will be Christmas Day. And we'll celebrate the greatest gift that was ever given to mankind, the birth of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, that brought salvation unto me, unto men, unto you, praise God, through Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen. The it of salvation, praise His holy name, brings all the peace and hope and joy and the rest in the Lord. Amen. And the rest is history and the future. Praise His holy name.